Today is day two of the World Cup soccer tournament in Brazil. Fans, of course, are geared up. And when the team takes to the field, the nation it represents grinds to a halt. Mexico is no exception. The country played and won its first World Cup match today, beating Cameroon 1-0. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City, practically everyone, from office workers to politicians, took the day off.
The main boardroom at Warner Records headquarters near downtown Mexico City is standing room only. Those not lucky enough to get a seat crouch on the floor, balancing their overflowing plates of spicy chilaquiles and beans. It's a tense first half. Two of Mexico's goals are disallowed. But Lupe Macedo, the head of finances here, says she's lucky the company lets everyone watch the game. Not all workplaces are so generous. She says some won't even let workers use the internet to watch, so many just call in sick. And not just workers took the morning off, so did the National Senate. Here in Mexico, soccer can be as contentious as politics. For the past few days, the leading political parties have been fighting about whether to work during the World Cup. While the Senate hashes out rules for the historic opening of Mexico's state-owned oil industry. Senator Rajendranes Salazar of the opposition PRD party says he feared everyone would be glued to their TVs and not pay attention to this important debate. After days of wrangling, the hearings went ahead for today, but not until after the game. And it took 61 minutes of play before Mexico scored its winning goal. The gang at Warner Music offices erupted. Finance manager Macedo says Mexico is ready to take on host country and soccer powerhouse Brazil.
El próximo martes es a las 2 de la tarde con Brasil y el menú van a ser carnitas.
Macedo says no problem. Mexico has beat Brazil before, and like today, they'll all be back in the boardroom to root. The only difference, the menu will be carnitas. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.